Today we celebrate the Immaculate Conception of Mary, and it's important for us to remember that the Immaculate Conception refers not to Jesus, but to Mary. That Mary was immaculately conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. So that means that something special happened when Mary was conceived, something that didn't happen when I was conceived or when you were conceived. Because when we were conceived, we inherited the stain of original sin. But Mary didn't. So this means that not only was Mary free from original sin, it also means that she never committed a personal sin. So there was no sin in Mary. She was without stain or blot for her whole life. So it's fair then to ask the question, well, is Mary really a relatable person to us? Or in our own struggle with sin, can Mary relate to us since she's never committed a sin herself? Is Mary just like a pale porcelain doll on the shelf that can't really have a real understanding of what we go through? So I think these are good questions. I think the question is whether sin makes us more human or less human. We have this tendency when someone experiences their human weakness, or when we see it in other people, when, you know, the ladies are gossiping at the coffee shop, if, you know, the coffee shop could be open and the ladies were gossiping there, or when we feel our own selfishness or our tendency to be pulled into sin in different ways. And we have this phrase that we tend to use, and that's we say, oh well, that's human nature. It's just human nature to gossip, or human nature to lie or to be selfish. And actually it's not true. Because in the beginning it wasn't so. God didn't create us to be selfish. He didn't create us to be greedy. He didn't create us to lust or to overindulge in things. He created us in freedom. And the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, were created in freedom. They were sinless. And then in our first reading today, we hear how they chose to disobey God, and in doing so, they brought the stain of original sin upon the rest of us. But sin makes us less human, not more. And so therefore we can say that Mary is more human than we are because she's without sin. And I think a great place actually to see and to try to understand this is at the foot of the cross, the last place that we see Mary in the Gospels. We have Jesus and Mary. And actually, interestingly, you know, this is all part of God's plan, because in the fall, in the first reading that we heard, what did we have in the fall? We had a man and a woman in a garden and with a tree. And this is what we have at the when that disaster of original sin, we have the remedy for that at the end of the gospel with a sinless man and a sinless woman in a garden. John's gospel tells us they're in a garden, and Jesus is hanging there on a tree. And so actually in God's providence, he uses the same means to save us as were used in the fall. Anyway, that's kind of an aside. But at the end of Jesus' life, he's hanging there on the tree. Mary's standing beside him, and she doesn't run away. I think we see Mary's sinlessness in this. Because what did we see the other apostles do, for example? Well, we saw Peter, when Jesus was being threatened, take out his sword and cut off the high priest's slave's ear. So Peter responded to what was going on with violence and sinned in doing so, but that's because he was a man stained with original sin like we are. So he responded to the trauma of the passion with violence. A little bit later then, when he's questioned if he knows Jesus, well, he says, no, even though Jesus is his best friend, he denies him and betrays him and says, I do not know that man. So again, we see Peter responding to fear through deceit and betrayal. The other apostles, we see them responding to by getting the heck out of there. They ran away. Where were all of Jesus's friends when he was killed? Well, they had all run away. So we see very clearly what the effects of sin do in Jesus's friends. Where's Mary, the only sinless one? She's standing right beside the cross of Jesus, and she stays there. When we commit sin, usually what we're doing is we're trying to avoid suffering of some kind. And so when we commit sins of impurity, we're avoiding the suffering of chastity. When we commit sins of indulgence and feeling sad, eat a bag of Doritos, well, we're trying to avoid the suffering that we're feeling. We're trying to remedy the suffering in some way. When I lash out in anger at someone because they've hurt me, well, what does that do? What is that? It's just a defense mechanism that I have because of original sin. I don't like to be hurt, and so I respond to hurt by trying to hurt somebody else. Or you're with the ladies at the coffee shop and everybody else is gossiping. Why do you join in? Well, because you're avoiding the suffering of not joining in and staying silent. Almost every sin that we commit is some kind of avoidance of suffering. It's a defense mechanism that we have. But what do we see Mary do at the foot of the cross? She stands there. And she doesn't lash out at those who are torturing and mocking and killing her son. She doesn't lash out at them with violence or with uncharitable words. Nor does she run away in fear, avoiding the great suffering that she's feeling at that time. No, she stands there. She accepts it. If you ever go to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which has the holy sites of the crucifixion as well as the tomb right next to the crucifixion, there's a statue next to the altar above the crucifixion, and on it is a statue of the Blessed Mother, and she has seven huge swords sticking in her heart. It's a very dramatic image. Of course, it's based on the prophecy of Simeon when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple to present him. Simeon prophesies that a sword will pierce her heart. And so there at the altar of Calvary, we have a statue of Mary with not just one big sword in her heart, but seven big swords in her heart, piercing her. And what does she do? She says the same thing that she said in our gospel today. Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy will. It was God's will for Mary that she suffer all of that at the foot of the cross. We call her the co-redemptrix because of the way that she participated and cooperated in the redemptive death of her son. We call her co-redemptrix. So she took it, all of that suffering, with love, out of obedience to her God. That's what her being without original sin allows her to do. So If anybody knows how to suffer, it's Mary, because she never ran away from it. She took it, she received it with love, with a broken heart, a sword piercing it, but all in love for her son, all in love for her God, our Father, all in love for me and you, because she wants to live with us forever in heaven. So this is why we celebrate today that God chose Mary and prepared her to be the mother of his son by blessing her with a singular gift at the moment of her conception, keeping her from any stain of sin so that she could be our totally human mother in heaven and be able to teach us to suffer as she knows to suffer, so that we don't have to avoid it, but that we can turn away from sin in our life, accepting the suffering that God brings to us in many ways, little and big. So tonight, Mary is so happy if, as a mother, we bring our needs to her. All the mothers in this church right now love it when their children openly and honestly humbly bring their needs to their mother. Mary, our mother, who's a perfect mother, unlike all of the mothers in this church, who are good yet imperfect mothers. Mary's a perfect mother. She's so happy when we bring all of our needs to her. And tonight, we don't have to ask for just a little grace, but let's ask for big grace, what we really need in our life. Mary's a big deal. She's the mother of Jesus. There's no request too big that we can make of her. She's so happy to bring it to her son, Jesus. And she's so happy in the meantime to be a loving mother to us, teaching us, helping us, praying for us. Mary, our mother, conceived without original sin, pray for us.